Thank you, Madam Chairperson, Rapporteur. First of all, I would like to express that on our side we came today with a view that the draft conclusions and recommendations elaborated in collective effort yesterday are acceptable for us. So the initial draft is something that is language that we would support, bearing in mind that obviously this is not exactly what we initially suggested yesterday, and this is already the outcome of a collective discussion. This being said, I mean, I've heard now the views in the room, and clearly there might need we may need to have some adjustments. If I try to summarize what I've heard is that there doesn't seem to be any disagreement on the fact that over the past years we have disagreed in this intergovernmental working group on whether we should or not have a legally binding instrument. And in fact, it seems to me that this has been one of the key areas of disagreement over the past years, and I think if we are here today trying to set out a new direction of work for this intergovernmental working group, it's precisely because we have acknowledged that we were, all of us, a bit in a deadlock. And I think we fully support the proposal you made during the informal consultations last week to leave aside the discussion on whether we should or not have a legally binding instrument, and the proposal to focus on substance and to discuss elements of an international regulatory framework. So with this in mind, it seems to me that the language we have now, with maybe the edit which was suggested by Kate from the US, we would not do more than acknowledging that at this point of time there are different views, and this is not we're not trying to categorize in groups, because I think there's a range of views between those who say yes to a legally binding instrument, others who say no to a legally binding instrument, others who have no clear view as to whether the outcome should be a legally binding instrument. So I think there are indeed different views, and it could be that the proposal to have language saying acknowledging the difference of views at this point of time or at this time. So if we add the language that the US suggested, would allow us to take stock of where we are, which would not prejudge the outcome of the discussion to come. It could be that we disagree today, but it could be that in a few years from now we have an agreement on where we want to go and how the international regulatory framework, which we would have then developed, should be used and its legal nature. So I think there's no we would support keeping the language as it is, and maybe with a qualification of at this time, so that we make it clear that we're not prejudging the outcome of the discussion to come. Now, building on comments made by others, I mean, it could also be that we could refine the format of these three paragraphs. I mean, I've heard, for instance, the delegate from Cuba suggesting that this looks more like conclusions as opposed to recommendations, and it could be that instead of presenting this, we
step by step.